Einstein says, God is clever, but not dishonest. God is clever, but not dishonest. How often do we want God to go against principle, to go against reality, to go against that which God is? And what is God? God is the allness. God is the isness. God is the grandness, the magnificence of the universe. God is all. And that's what it's all about. We sometimes wish that God would do things, and we're saying we wish the principle would do things. We wish that the law of cause and effect would act in a different way than it does, because it sometimes is not acting the way we think it should. And we are so unique. We are so unique in our attitudes, because we think that we can twist the fates around, so to speak, for the universe to accomplish what we want it to accomplish. But actually, the world is accomplishing every single thing we want it to accomplish. We cannot be clever enough to outguess, outtry, or outprogram the universe, because the universe is always doing that which is the highest and best for all and for everything. Our scope of the universe is so minute, it's so tiny, so insignificant, that we do not take into account all of the facts of what the universe is. The universe is the law of cause and effect. It is the action and the reaction. It is how we handle life and how life is responding to our expectations, our words, our thoughts. Because our thoughts are the most powerful control unit in the world of what we want. Do we want to have negative experiences in our life? Then we think about negative things. Negative things do not happen in our life if we don't think about them. This is a proven fact. This is a proof. Negative things happen in our life when we think. Positive things happen in our life when we think about them. All of our life is a response to the law of cause and effect. All of our life is a response to how we think about it. Because it makes no difference whether a flood comes or whether a hurricane comes or whether beautiful, lovely weather comes. It makes no difference to the allness, because there is no predestination to whatever life is all about. Indeed, there is no predestination to what life is all about. But there is an effect that follows every cause. And when any cause is put in motion, that effect follows it. Now, we look at the things that happen, the terrible fires that go on in the countryside, burning up houses and killing people and doing terrible things. We look at the hurricanes, we look at the volcanoes, and we look at the earthquakes, we look at all those things, we say, oh, they're terrible. But, happily, they don't happen too often, but they do happen often enough that we should wonder why they happen. And so, we listen to people like Einstein, who says, God is clever, but not, and we must understand that it's not that, not dishonest, because the law of cause and effect is so important in our lives. The law of cause and effect is so important in our everyday experiences that it behooves us to really study it and really know it and really live it and never let anything dissuade us from following the law of cause and effect. If we put a cause in motion by our mind, by our thought, by our attitudes, by our way of doing things, an effect must follow. And so when a whole community, a whole city worry about things, they worry about the terrible weather, they worry about the problems that go on in the world, and as they worry about these things, what are they doing? As they're worrying about these things, they're empowering these things to take place in their experience. They're empowering these things to take care of their life. And what happens to us? We look at the news. We look at the the experiences, we look at the videos, we look at the television, and we see all of the things that are going on in the world, and we say, oh my goodness, and we say, how can that be? How can that be? We wonder why a miser is wealthy when he is a bad-thinking person according to our thoughts. A miser is wealthy because a miser thinks of wealth. He thinks of money. He thinks of these things as being his. A bad person is successful because he thinks of his thoughts and he puts them in control, and they run his life, they run his world, they run all that he's doing. And the same goes for you and for me. As small as we think we are, as unimportant as we think our vote is, we do not realize we are important. We are very important. Yes, God is clever, but not dishonest. You and I are clever, but not dishonest. Because we live by the law of cause and effect. We live by the law of the principle that governs the universe, and we call that principle God. We call that principle whatever it is that's the guiding force of our world. And we can make that principle be more effective for what we call positive things by thinking positive things, by thinking joyous things, by thinking magnificent things, by thinking about what makes the world go round. And what makes the world go round is our thought. And our thought, it is done unto you according to your belief. It is done unto you according to your belief. One of the most magnificent Christian and every philosophy teachings that ever ran into the world. It is done unto us according to our thought. It is done unto us according to our thought. We can say that 1,000, 1,000,000, and a zillion times because it's the truth. It's the reality. That's the cleverness of it all. And is not dishonest. It follows true according to what we have done with our thought. What are you doing with your thought? What are you doing with your attitude of life? What are you doing with your way of thinking? Do you watch the negative things on the news and then think nothing's going to happen? Oh, you're going to experience negativity in your life. You can be sure. You're going to experience unhappy things in your life. You can be sure, because putting those thoughts in your mind, in your consciousness, is not good. Oh, we watch the videos, we watch the tapes on different movies that are coming out, and they seem to be more and more violent all the time. And what happens? We do one thing. We lose our sense of value of what is right and wrong. When we watch these videos of anger and hate and of badness, of negativity, we are empowering those things. We are giving them our attention. We're giving them our power, and they will take place in our life in one way or another. You can be sure of that. Now, is that what we want? That's not what I want. And yet I have to stay away from this. When something comes on the movie and I'm watching it with other people, I just drift off into my own inner world. And in my inner world, I see everything in divine order. I specifically say all is in divine order in my inner world and in my outer world. And I do not look at those things which are going to be negative, which are going to cause negativity in my world or in the world about me. I am only looking at those things that are truth, those things that are fine, those things that are high of quality. I listen to men like Einstein, who says, God is clever, but not dishonest. The law of cause and effect is clever, because it works, but it's not dishonest. And that's the thing we must come to grips with in our attention. It is not dishonest. If we say bad things about ourselves, we will experience bad things in our life. If we say bad things about our neighbors and our friends, we will experience those things in our life. If we say things that are not kind in our life, we will experience them in our world. It's up to us to be ever, ever so vigilant of who we are, so vigilant of our thought, every thought we think, every action we take, every way we act about ourselves and others, and create about you a world of people who are positive and joyous and uplifting. Create about you a people who are just like you are, happy, vital, dynamic, alive, positive in every beautiful way. You can, and we must, because that's what we want out of life. That's what we want out of life. And that's all we care about in this world. And that's all we choose. We have the choice to watch positive things or negative things. We have the choice to dwell in our consciousness, in our thought, on something beneficial to us or something not beneficial to us. Beneficial to the world or not beneficial to the world. And we must ask ourselves, what is it we're going to dwell upon in our thought? What is it we're going to dwell upon in our thought? What is it we're going to dwell upon in our thought? As a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh, so is he. It is done unto us according to our belief. And our belief is calling to us now and saying, clean up your act. Clean up your attitude. Love. And this is what is being taught everywhere. Love. Love your neighbor like yourself. In the same way that you like yourself, like your neighbor. And if you like your neighbor like you like yourself, and you like yourself in a positive, beautiful way, you will have a happy relationship. And begin that today. Because only you can do that. Only you can create the world beautiful and good. Only you can create the finest legislators who operate our countries. Only you, by your thought, no matter what conditions may exist, you, by your thought today, create positive, joyous, wonderful, uplifting attitudes of life that will be worthwhile to live. Yes. God is clever, but not dishonest. You are clever, but not dishonest. For every thought that you think bears fruit today in your life and the lives of all those around you. Today, say to yourself, I am in charge of my thought. I am in charge of my thinking. I am in charge of everything I think about and everything I have in my consciousness. And it is good, and it is very good. And it is me, now and forevermore. Know this with me. Know this with me, and know this today, because this is who you are, and it's who I am. And know that as we unconditionally love all in our world, starting with ourselves, love your neighbor like yourself. If we, in our own way of thinking, know that everything is in divine order, if we, at all times, speak our word and say, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like my world, I like my world, I like my world, I live in an ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Everyone in my universe is a magnificent reflection of my perfection and my joy, of my beautiful thoughts, of my beautiful thinking. And it is now done, and it is done now forever. Join me in this positive thinking, in this positive world, in this positive life that is yours and mine right now. And know that with all my heart and all my love and all my being, I love you. I love you. I love you.